I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast brought to you by Beagles. We love him. Fauci kills him. The man in front of me, big Beagle enthusiast, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and our friend. We like putting flies on his face.
Yeah, they're supposed to eat him, but he ends up eating them.
Yeah. I've never seen a man eat 4,000 flies.
They were tasty, bro.
You like those African kids?
Yeah.
You remember those infomercials?
Yeah, yeah, with the flies on the face.
That was a bit much.
Yeah.
So you're there, you have a camera, get the flies off the fucking face.
Yeah. I sponsored a little kid from World Vision years ago until I found out that because the way they made you feel, like, they'd send you a picture of the kid, and then every year they'd send you
updates.
A card, and they'd go, it's going to be his birthday, send him the card. And then I found out that the kid doesn't even exist. Well, the kid does exist, but they don't. The money you give, you think you give 83 cents a day to this one kid.
Or you're giving it to Fauci for Beagle research.
But they mentioned that they can't give it to the kid because then other people in the village would be jealous, right? If you're not eating and you see this fat little kid.
So nobody eats?
So they spread out the money to the town that the kid is from. So everyone gets a little, but it's a Christian organization. So they probably, like, you give $30 a month, they probably buy $28 worth of Bibles.
And only the sexy boys get some money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It took me a while.
It took you a while.
It took me a while. That was like sexy.
Oh, I see where you go, sir. And we forgot, Poseidon, let's explain the Beagle thing.
Yes.
Why we made fun of Fauci. Tell us what you found out.
So Fauci has been doing research on sand flies, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Sand flies. And the way he's been experimenting with these flies to see how they can harm you and et cetera, et cetera. He's been grabbing beagles. I don't know why beagles specifically. And basically...
why beagles?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Cute, that's why.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He wanted a cute animal.
Yeah.
He's like, get rid of those fucking ugly pugs. Yeah.
Why did he go for the beagle?
Yeah.
He could have used penguins.
Yeah.
Fuck penguins.
What? Penguins are adorable.
No, they're not. They're wearing suits. Fuck them. But, you know, he could have done it to rapists. I would have been okay if they said Fauci was eating rapists and pedophiles alive. I would have been like,
you
yo, Fauci's a
hero. You put it on their dick. That would be a good test. Yeah.
Like, I don't give a shit. Good.
A fleshlight already exists. So you put the fleshlight on the guy's dick, and stick flies.
Oh my God.
A bit of tape.
Yeah, tie him up.
Yeah.
I would be more okay with that than defenseless animals.
Yeah.
Especially dogs.
Yeah, we have a ton of human trials. What's it called? Human.
People? Like
lab rats type of shit.
Do we have human lab rats?
Like that have fucked up, that have murdered people.
Oh, but they're not lab rats.
Yeah. No, you want to turn him into lab rats.
Why the fuck not? Okay, bro? Yeah. You kill someone, you sign away your right to fucking...
Look, that's a little excessive and violent.
Okay, that was too much.
Imagine, like, we already feel like shit when someone goes on death row and then you find out they didn't kill someone.
Yeah.
Imagine if we had flies eat their face off and then we're like, oh, sorry, Steve. We were sure you did it.
I could think, no. Oh, that would be fucking...
That'd make an amazing Making a Murderer 3, though.
Oh, he would, well, if making a murder, he would turn into a murderer if you take my face off and I didn't do anything. Yeah. I'm taking all your dicks off. Yeah. But Fauci, the only thing I could, is I wish him well, actually. I hope that one day he rises to the level where he can do a Western movie with Alec Baldwin. That's what I hope. And then they start practicing before.
Yeah, what the fuck? I didn't even know people still tested on dogs. Like, I know animal testing still exists. And,
certain countries have banned it. Canada, there was a whole... they were trying to pass this in the Canadian Congress a few years ago. I don't know if it passed. L'Oreal, to stop them from doing it. But they do it in another country instead, I think.
Yeah, that's what sucks, though.
Yeah.
If we make something illegal, they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. We shouldn't do this. And then 2 seconds later, they're texting their assistant, book me a fucking lab in Panama.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
And the excuse, this is what I don't like about these. They go, well, we need new colors for mascara. How else are we going to fucking, what if it's toxic? Okay, maybe we don't need a new color. Maybe we don't need fucking whore pink. Maybe we don't need it.
And plus, like a new color, just take the old color and modify it. Like if you have a red and you want a whore pink, add water to your fucking red. It'll become pink and water. I don't think you need to test. See, you just tested my pink.
I just tested your theory. You know what? Yeah.
And you're not dead.
It works.
Yeah.
Delicious. Are you all right? You look nervous. What's the matter, bro?
I don't think it's recording audio.
Oh, it does. Well, we are recording audio right there. So I don't.
Yeah, we are. Okay.
I'll figure it out. Okay. But just unmute it on that. Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
But it's not. I'm sorry. Keep going.
He keeps ruining the flow of every podcast. Yeah,
and he has his facial expressions, it looks like he's in a Benny Hill sketch.
Yeah.
What's a Benny Hill sketch?
Oh, God. Oh,
fuck. You've never seen Benny Hill?
No.
For some reason, I've been watching a lot of Benny Hill on YouTube. He's like a dirty old Chaplin.
Yeah.
Is the best way to describe him. He's Charlie Chaplin on Viagra.
Basically. He's HBO Chaplin.
Yeah. He's HBO Chaplin. His videos, though, that's what I was telling you. They haven't aged well, but the comedy is still hilarious.
So to me, it
aged super well. But if you describe a sketch, you're like, oh, fuck, that
can't fly.
Yesterday I was watching an episode, and in the comments, one of the comments was like, yeah, blackface is still funny. And I was like, what? Oh, fuck. And then there was blackface, but it was really well done.
It looked like you thought it was a black guy?
No, but the joke was good.
There are some... It's just that... yeah, I know what you mean. Like that... What flies and what doesn't fly. Because sometimes I've seen stuff in movies that came out in the 90s, and I'm like, this is still hilarious, but I know it wouldn't fly today. Yeah. People would get mad.
Like the blackface thing on Benny Hill is... He's a janitor in a hospital.
Starting off
and,
well.
And the nurse, one of the nurses is really, really hot. And she's giving sponge baths to people. And he sees that. And there's a black guy in a bed with dreadlocks. So he kicks the guy out of the bed. And then he takes his mop that looks like the dreadlocks, puts it on his head, and puts blackface on so that the nurse will rub his cock.
Oh, that's funny.
And then she starts rubbing his cock and then looks at it, and she realizes it's not a black dude. So he has to run away. And anyway, it's not that funny, but it was...
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I get the gag.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they did jokes like that back then.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like people were less sensitive at some point.
Yeah, they were. I don't think in the 70s and 80s people didn't care. I think it's because people had like real
problems.
We had just gotten over shitty times, and finally things were good in America and in Canada and in England. So people were like, oh, fuck, finally we're not, our lives are good. Let's just make fun of everything. And now I think our lives have been so good for so long that we're finding problems, because human beings need problems.
Yeah, we got one right there.
Hey,
did you fix the audio?
Nah, it's still not working. All right,
well, listen, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you believe in karma?
Yeah, in a way.
Because I'm having trouble understanding this whole Alec Baldwin thing, because of that tweet that I made about the tweet that he made.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of hilarious?
Yeah.
That is funny.
I wonder how it feels to accidentally murder someone.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah.
And then to accidentally shoot someone or murder someone or whatever. And then he did accidentally murder someone.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's karma, though. Is like, it? It's just...
What is it? Divine justice?
I don't know.
It is weird.
He put it out into the universe, and the universe was like, all right.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Isn't that strange?
That is very strange, yes.
I'm just saying it's weird.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not... we don't have to go too deep into it. Do you think anything's going to happen? I don't think I think it's too hard to prove negligence or prove that he had any. But the fact that they weren't filming and he was just practicing,
yeah,
that I think is fucked up.
I don't think he's no one's going to go to jail over this, but someone should go to jail over this. Hmm. And it's like, it should be like, it's weird sending Alec Baldwin to prison for that, because it was an accident. But still, you shouldn't be fucking
pointing at,
especially like Hollywood is always bitching about guns and there are too many guns and people get murdered. And then they're firing guns on a movie set. They have CGI now.
Yeah.
So if you're like, why do you have to have a fucking prop gun? Couldn't you just point a gun and
then, yeah, they'll,
and then they'll add like,
yeah,
fucking
exactly,
computer graphics?
Yeah, I'm with you. A lot of people said that. They go, if you don't like guns because you said you're against them, you don't want safety courses, you don't know how to use a gun,
yeah,
why are you fucking playing games?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm with you guys. Oh, who's this Quebec chick you told me about that's obsessed
with
him?
Yeah, there's a girl called Geneviève Sabourin.
That's a weird name.
She was, I think she was an extra on a movie called Pluto Nash.
Oh, Academy Award winning film.
It's a fucking amazing movie that was filmed in Montreal starring Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And I guess Alec Baldwin. And she apparently fucked, she said she fucked Alec Baldwin during, filming. And not actual filming, but, you know, when he was
they made their own movie.
And then she became obsessed with him, and she started stalking him and his wife in New York City. And she'd tell neighbors that she was Alec's new wife. And
would she explain what he was doing with his old wife?
No. And what's weird, when you look at her and you look at Alec's new wife, you're like, nah, he wouldn't. He wouldn't have sex with you anymore. Like, she was probably hot in the old days, but she's not anymore. And she went to prison in New York State for a couple of years for stalking him.
Years?
Yeah, a couple of years. But I think it's because she threatened him. I'm not sure. And I think she went to his house with a knife. Like, she was, like, full-on fucking mental.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I should watch my words because she lives in Montreal now.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's back. I think she's in Saint-Constant or something, like on the South Shore.
Oh, shit.
Hey, look, if she wants to stalk someone, Poseidon's available.
Yeah.
Stalk him. He's not that interesting, but it could be fun. You could fall in love.
Yeah,
and
he
loves blondes.
No, I'll crack a bitch.
Crack a bitch?
I'll crack her in the head.
She's just going to tell everyone here. She'll be like, me and Poseidon are married. He doesn't want to admit it because his two friends are going to make fun of him. But really, we're in love.
I wonder if his stalker now is like, oh shit, that could have been me. Like, if she's nervous, if she thinks that Alec is a crazy killer.
No, I think it's the opposite. I think it's like, everyone's gonna hate him. This is my chance.
Yeah, I can.
Yo,
I'm still here for you, baby. Yeah.
That's psycho shit, bro.
Yeah, she's clueless. She went to jail for being psycho.
You murdered someone. I got crazy eyes.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, so she's just like this. That's the crazy eyes. God, you ever done this? Crazy eyes, bro. I fucked up. By the way, Halloween Kills. We talked about the gay thing. Somebody actually wrote, there was a whole Pink News article about how, oh, good, Michael Myers is homophobic now.
Yeah.
Really?
Because he killed a gay couple in his house.
Didn't he murder like
everyone.
9 million heterosexuals?
That's what I said.
Before?
That's a quote. He treated them like everyone else.
Fucking white privilege.
Yeah. It's so crazy. I was like, how the fuck, what did you want him to do? I don't get it.
What the fuck kind of person gets angry at a Halloween movie?
Had he not killed them, then we'd be like, okay, this is a little weird, this is a little woke.
Yeah.
But I even told Mace, like, what was the other option? If he's just looking at him, he's like, ugh. And he leaves.
That'd be amazing if he went like, ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. But then wouldn't that be worse? Or he just, you know, when he sees the picture when they're together, he looks, he's like, gay?
like in the community.
Yeah, yeah.
You like, just see him in the window and you notice, is he jerking off? He's like, I think Michael Myers is jerking off.
I was like, what the fuck? How is that? He didn't do anything homophobic. He treated them the same way. It's shocking to me. Homophobic.
Just because he killed them.
But that can't be the reason, because everyone got killed.
Because I understand if he only killed them, that's a little homophobic. Yeah.
He avoids everyone and just starts stabbing them.
The new Halloween movie, there's no murders except for that gay couple.
Yeah, then I would get that.
Yeah.
He literally murdered 40% of the town.
God damn.
Yeah. And he was murdering kids, eh?
You told me he didn't give a fuck. Yeah, indiscriminately stabbing.
God damn.
Yeah, he didn't give a shit. He murdered teenagers.
Fuck.
But I guess he always murdered teenagers.
Yeah.
They're plagued by older people. That was another thing that I used to have trouble with when I was young. is it used to fuck up my concept of what high school is going to be like.
Yeah,
because all the high school shows.
I know 2-1-0, they were like 36 years old.
Yeah, and yeah. I was like, am I going to be that big in high school?
Apparently, because there's laws about like underage actors and shit.
Yeah, there's laws about underage everything.
Yeah,
underage.
So they couldn't like they couldn't film with like real teenagers at long extended periods of time, as opposed to like adult actors.
Thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, thank you.
We didn't
understand.
We didn't get that.
We thought they didn't just teenagers didn't exist in Hollywood.
Yeah, they don't.
We thought you were born, then you were 30.
I had a buddy growing up. He thought that the two things. Number one, that the world used to be black and white until the 70s.
Okay.
Because that's why they would film, like, everything was just black and white. And he thought that Jesus gave us color. He really believed this. And
Jesus gave us color in the 1970s?
Yes, this whole thing. And the other thing he thought was that the reason, you know, when you see a movie and they're young, but then they're older, like, he thought it was the same people. They start filming, and then they stop filming for a couple of years, and they continue making the movie later.
How old was he?
He was in high school.
Oh, shit, that's way too old.
Way
to
too old.
That.
Yeah.
Because that's the type of thing, if he was like 4, you're like, oh, that's cute.
It was a heated debate. It was me saying, you're retarded. That was a heated debate, yeah.
Yeah, one movie I didn't get when I was young, like, was Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz was a weird movie, yeah.
Because it was in color, too. And it was like a movie from the fucking, like, 30s or...
Yeah, it was in color, yeah. And that was a trippy fucking movie.
Yeah.
The gold, the flying monkeys, and there was all this subtext about gold and the new deal and the standard, like the gold standard of money and all that shit. There was all kinds of like subtext in the book that they were trying to push into the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was just all over the place. Okay. It was fun though, but it was a crazy movie. Yeah. If I think about it now, it's kind of spooky.
Yeah, I like that movie. A lot of midgets, too.
A lot. That's what I was going to say. Imagine you're a child, 5 minutes into the movie, all you see is, first of all, it starts in black and white beside
him. Midgets and people flying.
Okay. And then it's just midgets, people flying, witches, bro, monkeys with wings. So it's like, imagine a half bat, half monkey, controlled by a witch.
I think I watched it as a kid, but I don't remember it too well. I think I might go back and watch it.
I'm pretty sure it was the first live animated color movie.
Was it animated? It's not animated.
Like a live
action?
Yeah, live. What would they call it? It's humans. It's live action. Okay,
I believe you. I believe you.
Because before that, they had like cartoons that were color.
Yeah. It still looks amazing if you look at it. Like, it's so impressive, but it's trippy as fuck. Like, you gotta be high for that shit.
I think in those days they had to go through the film and actually color. Like, draw over the black and white film.
No, don't say that's crazy.
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure that's how they did it.
Hold on, there's Wizard of Oz.
How much
did
you get paid for that?
1939.
And then
that's crazy.
1989.
Wait, the Second World War wasn't even over.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh no, this is the wrong one.
How come all the Hitler Youth videos I watch are in black and white beside them?
Hold on.
He's like, I don't know.
What the fuck? It's a 1939 movie?
Yeah.
Dude, it's old, yeah.
God damn.
They had made a sequel, and it was complete trash. It was with James Franco.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Like about 10 years ago?
Yeah, I went to the movies to watch it.
Okay.
Fuck, who did I go to the movies with? I went to the movies with someone to watch that, and I was like, fuck, wasted my fucking time. I don't remember who the fuck I went with.
That's impressive that it still looks like that after...
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
80 years.
And it was a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did watch this as a kid.
The Tin Man, The Cowardly Lion, The Scarecrow.
Yeah, I did watch this as a kid.
But if you think about it as a child, it's pretty spooky.
It didn't scare me.
Nah, nothing scared you.
I don't know. Except for Jaws, bro. Because of Jaws, I was...
Jaws never scared me.
I was afraid of
me neither.
I was afraid of the deep end in the pools.
Me too, because
that's where the sharks are?
Yeah.
You figure you'd see a shark too before getting into the pool.
Yeah,
but like I thought there was like some kind of opening and shit. Oh no! What
I think it's because you misheard.
No, what movie was it that
said,
really?
Sir, please don't shart.
No, it was fuck. What was that movie? Deep Blue Ocean, I think. The one where the sharks it eats. What's his fucking name, bro? The guy that was in Pulp Fiction.
John Travolta.
No, the other guy.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson. At some point, it's a movie where they eat the sharks. They're like genetically enhanced and they become super smart. And
are you thinking about snakes on a plane?
No.
Are you thinking about sharks in the ocean?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
It's a sequel to Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah.
No.
Sharks in the ocean.
There are too many goddamn sharks. In the
goddamn ocean.
What was this thing? There are too many motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Yeah.
What a stupid movie.
Deep Blue Sea.
Deep Blue Sea.
There you go. I found it. So that one, I think that was the one, because that came out in 99. I think that was the one that really scared me of the pool, because these were like genetically enhanced sharks and shit.
You were a dumb kid.
Of course. I was fucking 6 years old, bro.
I remember when I was little, I saw a movie with piranhas, and that scared the shit out of me.
Because piranhas, they just get rid of
you. Because like a shark, when I was little, I was like, a shark is so fucking big, I'm going to see him a mile away, and I can just get out of the ocean. But piranhas, they're going to gang up on me, and they're going to pull me down, and they're going to beat the fuck out of me.
Is that what they do?
In the movie I saw, that's what they did. They'd attack, and the guy'd be like, just one fish, and then a million fish, and they'd just eat him alive.
I think that's what they do. If you're underwater, they all gang up on you, and seconds, right?
If they feel fear. So if you're calm. So fun fact about piranhas, there was that guy in the nature show. River Monsters, I think.
Steve Irwin?
No. This was another guy.
He was killed by a fish.
No, this was another guy. This was an older gentleman. And he did the test with piranhas.
Was it Steve Irwin's father?
Maybe. No. He got into
it Dale Irwin?
I have no clue.
William Shatner. Arnold Irwin?
River Monsters. No, it was, it's 2009. It's a documentary. What's his fucking
name? Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah. Documentary 2009, yeah.
What's his fucking name, this guy, bro?
Yeah, that guy.
That guy. You misunderstood. His name is, you know, like River Phoenix? His name is River Monster.
River Monster.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
It's just, it's this guy,
he has
guy,
his
bro.
Brother, Joaquin.
Joaquin Monster.
Joaquin Monster.
He's a Joaquin Monster.
It's this guy here. I don't know his fucking name.
Yeah, why? What's his name? That's River Monster, bro.
Yeah,
River.
That's
Monster,
his name, River Monster.
No, the show was River Monster.
No, the show is River Monsters, but his name is River Monster. That's why he calls the show River Monster.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Anyways, so
it's not that cool. It's pretty unoriginal. It's a goddamn name.
So
it's like us calling this show Mike.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. So
with a C.
So this guy did the test. He goes into they fill a giant like jacuzzi like tub. Full of piranhas, see-through tub, right?
But no water? So they all died?
No, with water. I filled it up. Okay. A ton of piranhas in there.
How much is a ton?
Like, at least 100.
100 live piranhas.
At least 100 live piranhas.
With teeth?
With teeth.
Okay, and he put his penis in the water?
No.
Okay.
He's completely submerged himself up until his neck in the water.
Any penis protection?
No.
The man is an imbecile.
Remained calm. And they did not attack him. They just
was this funded by Dr. Fauci? Is that one of his fucking
part of what he does?
Like, look, I you're not gonna get this because you're not a scientist. I need 100 piranhas and a fucking idiot. I need a hot tub, an idiot, and 100 piranhas.
Because I'm tired of jabbing these beagles' heads in the water.
Oh my god.
So they didn't bite him.
No, they didn't bite him. And the fun fact about piranhas is they won't attack unless it is a carcass. They're more like vultures.
Okay.
Unless it is a carcass or the animal is not that large. Let's say a goose falls in the river, right? That around that
a
size.
Goose
falls into a river.
Or the size of a small child.
That sounds like a bad joke.
Yeah.
Goose falls in a river. And then the river says.
Yeah. And the piranhas get him.
No, but like let's say a small child falls in the river and the child panics.
So they're gonna eat him.
Then they're gonna be like,
fat child, but stays calm.
It's fine.
Safe.
Basically.
Okay.
Kind of like a priest.
Holy fuck, eh? Yeah.
When I got my house, the first house I bought, I wanted in my office to have an aquarium with either a shark in it. Like, I wanted to be like a villain in a James Bond thing.
Yo, that would have been
dope. So I wanted a big fucking aquarium with a shark. Then I went to the aquarium store and I saw it was super expensive. So I bought a medium-sized aquarium at Walmart. And then I was like, I'm going to buy some piranhas. So I'll have like 2 piranhas in my office. That's as good as a shark. And they didn't have piranhas at the pet shop. So I bought Oscars that are like piranhas, but bigger. And apparently...
What'd they do?
Apparently, they're super violent. They eat anything that's around them. They're like a crazy predator. But I had Oscars, and in those days I used to eat meat. I wouldn't do this anymore because I'm vegan, and I wouldn't do it anymore because it's a piece of shit move. But I was like, I bought the Oscars, and then I bought goldfish, and the guy was like, "You're not gonna feed these goldfish to the Oscars, are you?" And I was like, "No, no, no." And he was like, "Yeah, you are." And I was like, "No, no, no." He goes, "You have two aquariums?" Yeah. And he didn't believe me, so he didn't want to sell me the goldfish. No. So I went to another pet store, bought the goldfish, and I put the goldfish in with the Oscars.
Uh-oh.
And the Oscars didn't eat the goldfish. They just all became friends. And then the goldfish got super big because they thought that they were Oscars too. So they got like really fat. So I had these fucking, at the end, I didn't have any Oscars left. I just had the goldfish, but they were all like this long and just fucking massive, massive goldfish.
That's amazing. That's a good. That's a feel good story. Yeah, I thought you were going to turn into Fauci.
No, yeah. all's well that ends well.
So these Oscars, they're super violent. But when they're just not violent against goldfish.
I don't know,
because goldfish don't bother anyone.
No, but I just figured like that's probably what they eat, right? It's a predator from the water. So, and a goldfish seems like the best easy victim. Prey. But maybe they eat like minnows, or you know.
Maybe they eat birds and shit.
I just saw a picture of an Oscar eating a goldfish. So they do. Okay. I guess they have to be hungry enough.
Yeah.
Would you feed them?
I just gave them like I'd feed the goldfish, and then I guess the Oscars ate that food too.
That's why, probably, because they're like, I have a source of food. I don't need to eat the goldfish.
Holy shit!
They were good. They were nice fish.
Yeah.
Remember, turtles were a big thing.
Yeah, I had turtles when I was young.
Were they big?
No, they were really small.
They didn't grow.
No, and everyone had told me turtles are the best. They live to be 100. And mine died like after 4 days.
What?
Like, I think it was sick, though, because my mom bought me a turtle, and I was like, this is fun. I picked it up, and the shell was soft. Oh. And I was like, oh, I think my fucking turtle is almost dead.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, so for 4 days, I was just fucking trying to, you know, cure my turtle.
But even the pet turtles live for like 100 years.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's a good pet, except it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. And plus, like, if you're going to buy a pet for your kid, don't buy something that he's going to keep for 100 years.
It's a big commitment.
Yeah. Imagine, like, if that turtle hadn't died right away and I kept it. And I don't have kids, so I'd have to, when I die, give it to, like, my nephew. And he'd be like, what the fuck am I doing with a 68-year-old turtle?
You get Tootsie the tortoise. Yeah, yeah. He's been in the family for years.
Passed down from generation to generation. He's a good luck charm.
Tell me about this Iranian.
Oh, okay. So, there is a governor. Of East Azerbaijan or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, Iranian governor. Sorry. I'm very sorry. He got slapped in the face.
I thought you said Azerbaijan.
I thought it was that, too. I made a mistake.
You misread Iran. You saw Iran. You're like, I think, okay.
Azerbaijan.
I think that's Azerbaijan.
This is the video?
He got Hold slapped on. In the video. I don't know why I find that funny.
Fuck, what was the button again?
Is the guy walking towards him the one that's going to slap him in the face?
Yeah. So.
Also, he's just, there is an Iranian flag back there, yeah? Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Just smacks
slapped
him in
the ear.
Why?
I will get to this in a second.
Fuck. Is that a debate? I hope that was a debate.
You're a bitch.
So yeah, so that's what happens.
Don't they have security? Like, isn't Iran a country where they murder everyone?
Yeah.
Like, they should have better security. Oh, fuck.
So you didn't seem gay enough.
So the reason, reason why, this is just a video playing again. The reason why he smacked him in the face was because his wife.
Whose wife?
The guy that smacked the governor.
The guy doing the smacking?
The guy doing the smacking. His wife.
Let me guess.
Got the COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh, I wouldn't guess that.
From a man.
That stupid whore. Was the fucking whore. That whore got touched by a man.
Was the vaccine in his penis?
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
The vaccine.
Is that why he's like, you gave my wife the shot? How did she take the shot? He injected his penis and then put it inside her. Is that what happened?
I don't know, but because a man
touched his wife,
he was angry at the governor.
I have a question.
Whoever.
I have a question. Who else would give it to her since these dumb bitches are not allowed to become doctors?
That's a very good point.
But isn't it a nurse generally that gives you a shot?
Yeah, but you can't have female nurses in a country like that, Mike.
Do they have female? Does Iran? Hold on. That's a,
of course they have
Iran female has female nurses. Oh, okay, okay, okay. Because they're not going to have gay nurses.
They don't have, Iran said they don't have
any gays. Oh, yeah, they're stricter left on the gays.
Yeah,
oh,
they said they don't have any gays left.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
They said nothing gay ever happens in Iran.
I had a guy, when I was in, first time I went to Haiti, I had asked a guy before going on stage, because I had a bit about gay porn. And I was like, do you guys have a problem with homosexuality? And he goes, no, we don't have a problem. We used to, but they're all in prison now. And I was like, okay, yes, yeah, so that's maybe a problem.
What? Where was this?
In Haiti.
In Haiti, they're all in prison. Why?
God damn.
I don't know.
Well, it's good they put them in there. Nothing gay ever happens.
Yeah, exactly. That's true, eh? That's so funny.
It's like, we're gonna make sure you guys don't do any gay shit.
Out in public.
Yeah, get all the gays together, put them in a prison. Nothing gay is going
to
happen.
Fuck, you have to be jealous, though. To go, like, some man touched my wife's arm.
Yeah.
And plus, like, when you get a shot, it's not, like, that's the least sexual thing in the world.
We don't know the deal. Maybe he was putting, he's like, I have something else I can put inside you.
Yeah. Imagine. Yeah.
Don't tell Hassan. Like, that's maybe it was something like
but
that.
But then wouldn't you smack the man injecting your wife?
This is why I find this argument completely stupid. It's if you got the vaccine, that means that you wanted to get vaccinated from COVID, like you were scared of COVID. So all those fears, you should have felt relieved, like, oh, finally she got jabbed, right? Instead of a man did it, like, so what do you care about? So if it was a, it doesn't make any sense.
And it seems like smacking the man who distributed the shot would have been much more simpler.
He probably wasn't there.
And plus this wife, she probably knows the husband's a fucking lunatic. Yeah. So wouldn't she lie to him and go like, who injected you? Some lady. What? Yeah. Are you sure? So, yes. It's a, she was probably trying to piss him off.
But then.
Going, who gave you a shot?
Kareem. He's the sexy, young doctor.
The one with the pecs.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? I mean, the way he grabbed my arm, he's a very caring doctor. The fuck did you say to me? Yeah, he smacked me on the ass a couple times to make sure that my blood vessels are ready for the baby.
But how's this the governor's fault, though? I'm having a hard time.
I don't know. Maybe he's the one who said, get the men out there to start jabbing these broads.
Maybe.
Yeah. For a country like that, bro, they're making up their own problems. Yeah.
And for a country that's afraid of their leaders, this guy isn't very fearful.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't Iran a country that if you smack a fucking, like, head of state, you're gonna get murdered.
He's a politician or a military guy too, apparently.
The governor,
the little guy,
the little guy that smacked him.
Oh, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, he's in the world. That's why they let him walk on stage. They didn't realize because he's in that realm.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah. It still makes no sense.
No,
no. I mean, it makes a lot more sense
why he was on stage.
Yeah, why he was so easily able to get on stage.
But also, doesn't make any sense. The guy that he slapped.
Yeah.
That's what doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's like your wife, you catch her cheating, and then you come and smack me in the face.
Yeah, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah. What did I do?
No, I'd smack her. But anyways, that's besides the point.
See, after this, he's going to call his girlfriend. Let me ask you a question. Your vaccines, who gave them to? No. Guy? Like some fucking whore. Yeah.
What was the name of that doctor you went to see? His name was Raymond. That's a weird name for a lady.
Yeah. He wasn't a lady. Oh, he wasn't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So he's a dead man, is what you're saying. He's like, I'm going to go kill the mayor.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Dead man walking.
Dead mayor walking. Yeah. It's so stupid. Yeah. But all these countries, they make up problems.
Yeah. What a dummy.
Like, you have other issues.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff, though. So the only news you're bringing us today is this.
Oh no, the sand
flies.
And the
little man punches like a woman.
Yeah.
No, he smacked him.
Well, he slaps like a woman. Head.
Yeah, he should have punched him.
If you're gonna suck, like the term is sucker punch. It's not sucker slap.
Well, because I think
he sucker slapped him.
Well, because in some
Iran expects us to believe there's no gay people in Iran. Yeah,
No, because in some cultures, I think it's more embarrassing to the man
to get slapped.
If he gets slapped, yeah, it's like you're like a so beneath. Yeah, you're so beneath me.
I'm treating you like a woman,
basically. Yeah, in some cultures, I know it's like that. So,
But it is fun to slap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to slap you in the face. I'm going to make you pregnant. I'm going to throw you down the stairs.
Yeah.
Like a woman.
Yeah, it is kind of fun though, to slap people. Yeah. I'm not saying go out and slap people, but I'm saying if you don't like someone, the slap seems like the most.
I've never slapped someone.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Bam.
Yeah. My brothers and I used to smack each other in the face whenever we pissed each other off.
I got into fights with dudes and I'm just like, because I could tell like a fight wouldn't go, would end quickly. So just a slap.
Okay.
Like, you fucking. Okay. You know, there's something about me like slapping a man.
What fight was it? It was, I think it was Jake Paul's fight. The before the fight, there was a slap fight.
Oh, I don't remember.
Was it Jake or Logan Paul? It was, I remember it was Ric Flair that was kind of the ref. And it was these two guys just slapping each other. And when I first started watching it, I was like, this is the dumbest fucking form of entertainment ever. But by slap number three, I was like, this is amazing.
You were all in.
Yeah, it was amazing.
A slap fight is when you take turns slapping each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and they hold on to a thing like this, and then they just wind up. And one of them was fucking, like, massive.
And how do you decide the winner?
I think
you give up?
No, I think the guy ended up just being knocked out.
Holy shit.
Because if you slap someone with this, that's like a weird punch.
Especially if you have huge hands.
Yeah.
There's also another slap contest.
Let me see.
I'm going to bring it up for you guys.
It better not be slapping dicks.
No.
Wait, you knew about this?
Yes.
He's very internet savvy.
Yeah.
He knows all the memes.
Ah.
Bah.
It's called the Women's Booty Slapping Contest.
It sounds like Poseidon.
Yeah.
This one, they're wearing actual clothes. But yeah. There's
ladies in clothes.
These goddamn whores.
They're dressing like men.
No, but there's one where they're in.
Put a thong and get to work.
But that's the thing, they're wearing bikinis.
Who slaps them? Is it a dude?
No. They slap each other's asses.
Let me ask you a question. How did you stumble upon this?
TikTok.
Okay.
And did you watch it till the end or no?
Of course.
How many times?
Quite a few.
Were you holding your phone with your left hand?
Maybe. But this one's one of the most popular ones.
Let's see it.
I will bring it up for everyone. This was in Romania.
Ooh. Oh,
the booty slap capital of the
Europe,
world.
Yeah. Of the world.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Oh, shit. What's going on here?
Why is the guy pretending to be a part of the SWAT team?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's already red. They were just
already red.
They were just
that was a dead bad slap. Yeah.
That's a bad slap.
And they just do that.
Oh, they have some nice asses on stage.
Yeah. How do you decide the winner?
I have no clue. I don't think there's ever
like
a winner.
That one looked like it hurt.
Yeah, that one looked like it was more like a punch.
She almost uppercut the vagina.
Yeah, look, they're not. Look, it feels like there's no training. Look.
Yeah.
Yeah, this goes on for quite some time.
What about the lady commenting right there? Are they going to smack her ass? You think that's what's going to happen?
No.
That would be a plot twist. That's like
that would be a plot twist.
Yeah.
Or there's another competition.
Wait, hold on. We're watching this competition. Yeah.
And you saw this already, so no spoilers.
Yeah. Okay, don't spoil it for us. Does anyone win?
Yeah, she fucking...
Yeah, she's hurting.
Yeah. She's a
bitch. The one with the tattoo. Oh, what the fuck happened?
Fucking Poseidon? Bitch.
Yeah. What happened? Did I get muted?
Something wrong with the wire.
I'm blaming you, Poseidon.
Why?
You've done zero testing before I got in here. What are you doing? We can't see these asses.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because I'm bringing up the next competition that I found. That
bring the next competition while we... Okay, but something's going to happen here, right? Like, what's the point? They're both nice asses. I'll give them that. Wait, but nothing's... Oh, she did Poseidon. She felt her up. She tried to make it sexual.
Yeah.
Can you forward a bit? Because I'm getting
that
bored.
That guy, the SWAT team guy on the right, seems like he's hiding an erection.
Yeah. He's like, this is... Can't believe I'm getting paid right now. Yeah. I'm about to come. Can you forward a bit, Poseidon?
Yes.
Not much going on.
Yeah, forward it.
God damn, that's so long.
Yeah, they've been going at
this video?
It.
11 minutes.
What the fuck is that guy?
Who is that guy? Is he going to smack an ass?
That looks like Ronald McDonald's brother that lost his job 6 years ago. He's just a big...
how do I move? Sorry.
What's going on here, bro? Press play. Let's see what the fuck's wrong with these bitches.
Oh, I'm sorry. I paused that?
Yeah, bro. What are you doing?
I paused that.
Holy shit. What is that? Is that guy going to smack? What if that guy kills them?
I hope he sticks that microphone up someone's ass.
Oh, wait, is she bruised now?
Yeah,
they're bruised. Oh, yeah, because this has been going on for a while.
Oh, she
spat. She spat on her cheeks.
No, she kissed it,
bro. Oh. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, that ass looks...
Oh, that's a God punch, damn. Bro. Wait, what is the big guy doing? Poseidon, forward a bit. Is he going to attack someone?
Does he give him a belt?
I think they...
Oh, I hope he punches one of them.
They see who won.
Imagine he calls them whores and knocks them out, takes them to jail. I work for Iranian Special Service.
God damn. Is he? Did he come from a job painting?
Why is he wearing
sweatpants that are dirty? What the fuck?
He looks like Action Bronson.
Does no one dress up anymore before go on stage?
Look at the guy on the left.
Yeah.
Bro, what's happening with your microphone?
Poseidon, I'm getting very upset.
Yeah.
Check. I'm getting very upset right now. George is upset.
It's not my fault. George, I don't know what's going on.
Oh my God, look at that. All right, so what's the fuck's the point of this? This
nothing.
Went on for
they're just
dude. Yeah. There's a trophy.
Oh, she won.
But how?
We don't know. But it doesn't matter.
He gives one a trophy and the other one a tiara.
Oh.
Also, who really won?
It's like the Special Olympics. They both win.
Yeah. If this was the Special Olympics, they'd get better ratings.
Yeah.
But then again, you can't start slapping, mentally handicapped people.
Christ, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
Seeing two kids with Down syndrome slap each other in the ass.
Bro, that would make it even more special. That's the special Olympics. Oh, so this is what you want to show us? It's kind of stupid.
So there's this one. And in Brazil, there's the slip and slide competition.
I feel like none
of this. And then they've evolved it, and it's the slip and slide soccer competition.
Oh, someone's going to sprain an ankle, bro.
Yeah, they're going to get hurt.
I can already feel the ankles spraining. So, why would you press that when the button to the right of it?
Oh, I'm sorry. So this is what happens.
One of them's gonna get kicked in the face.
Can you move the thing out so it? Yeah. All right, I'm liking the asses here. They're nice asses, but
Brazilian asses are always nice.
But I would like to see some soccer action. Look at this. Yeah. The ball's in front of you. The ball's in front of you. What is she doing? She's just standing over there. Am I the only one who's going to get pissed off?
Look at this guy, the Undertaker.
No, he's not Paul Bearer. Yeah. He's the Brazilian Paul Bearer. He's Paul Bearer.
At least this guy's wearing a suit.
Yeah, he takes it way more seriously.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, and they're just falling on each other.
Oh! Yeah. Does anybody score? I got to see a goal here beside
me. Yeah, we'll see. It's only 2 minutes long.
Okay, so it's blue versus pink?
I guess, yes.
All right, let's go. Oh, how did you fall, you dummy? Yeah, defense!
Well, because they make it slippery, right?
Pink.
They do it on purpose, so they fall into...
Bro, how did you miss?
What? How did...
This is why women's soccer can never be a real thing. Oh, pass to the D. All right, let's go. We're going to see it. Oh, my God. There's no... Wait. Who's scoring where?
I have no clue.
I'm 90% sure that all of these women have boyfriends that don't
love
get
them.
Angry if they get a shot from a man.
I think so, too. Oh, imagine if the Iranian guy would see this.
Yeah, he'd be like, what?
You see that? He's like, you see this horse starting to kick ball. They try kick ball, horse. Come on, somebody has to score, bro. Yeah. I'm going to get pissed off. I feel like
handball.
This is like an idea that even...
Go blue. Yeah. Go blue. Ass. Blue. Yeah. Blue. Goal. Oh, everybody's excited. Yeah, that's a good
time. This is a type of idea that even on paper, it's not good.
It's completely retarded.
Yeah. They actually built a set for that.
Say what you will, Brazilian TV. Innovative. Yeah. They're trying things at least.
How many people live in Brazil? It's like over 100 million, right?
That's a lot. Brazil's a big country.
Is it 300 million? Or 200 million?
Brazil's massive,
212 million.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of motherfuckers.
That's a lot of people to make TV that bad.
Yeah. There's also one where they have slides, like inflatable slides, and they're wet. And chicks in bikinis just slide down, and they land funny and shit.
They land funny. That's the whole gag?
Yep.
What?
That's good comedy. That's
like, it's like a Benny Hill sketch.
Yeah.
It's Brazilian Hill.
Yeah. They see Benny Hill and they go, okay, too much blackface, not enough sliding.
Yeah.
But we can fix it. Yeah. There's something good about this.
We modify.
Oh, have you guys also seen American football? But with
the NFL?
Women? No, no.
All the NFL.
But with women, and they're all wearing lingerie.
You're talking about lingerie football. That's an old thing.
Yeah. They used to do that at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was the Victoria's Secret models, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
what are you trying? Why are you bringing this topic in? What do you want to tell us about this topic?
Oh, no. But like that's a competition that makes more sense because they actually had to score and shit. Like this was just.
They tried to score. They scored. Yeah, Team Blue.
No, I know. Yeah. But
you know how much money I got because Team Blue won a lot.
And they were the underdogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were the under bitches.
I see what you did there.
You're welcome. I'm a clever boy.
Imagine betting on that.
Hey, you never lose.
Why?
Well, you can enjoy the show even if your team doesn't win.
Yeah, that's true.
It's I don't know. They're too goofy. But even the Special Olympics is a little goofy if you think about it.
Yeah.
I've never watched any Special Olympics related.
You're missing out on primetime entertainment.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fun to watch, though, because the kids are so happy. And they win, they lose, they don't care. And everyone, they're just there for the hugs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I've watched Paralympics. Like, I've watched a basketball with people on wheelchairs.
That's fun to watch, too.
Yeah. That looks intense.
They get aggressive,
That takes skill, bro.
Yeah.
They get really mad, though. They hit each other with the chairs and shit.
Really?
Like bumper cars.
Yeah, they get intense.
They take it too serious. You think you're in a wheelchair playing basketball. You know life is
relax.
Short. Yeah. Relax.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. You never see any of those guys dunk, too. It'd be amazing to see a guy in a wheelchair dunk.
Just fly, like they have a little ramp, and he just flies off. And then, you can't get down. You'd kill yourself. Are you bringing up... You want to bring up deaths on screen? Put Paralympic water polo. They just drop him in a pool.
Does it exist?
No, of course it doesn't exist. No. That's murder. That's mass murder.
Paralympic water polo.
Oh,
it's one of the searches. Hold on.
But technically, it could work because if half of their body doesn't work, they can still swim with their arms.
Somebody's got to drown at some point, though.
Yeah. That makes it just a little more exciting.
More exciting. Yeah,
it's kind of like when you go see NASCAR. You don't hope that there's an accident, but you kind of do.
If somebody dies, like, I gotta witness
There's no such thing as a Paralympic water polo.
Not yet. Not with an attitude like that. That's why the Paralympic committee needs an innovator like myself. I will apply for the job.
Goddamn.
I can't just podcast all the time.
Yeah.
Bunch of motherfuckers are going to die.
Yeah, so that people know, the Friday the 29th is when the verdict is supposed to come out for the Supreme Court thing.
Yeah.
So, because people always ask about that. So finally, whichever way it goes, it will be at least finalized Friday.
Everything's over Friday.
Everything's over Friday, no matter how it goes. So at least that's out of the fucking way. So, and then nobody can ask anymore.
Yeah.
And either way, so people know, there's no sadness.
Yeah.
The only sadness is that if it's a no, you feel like all the other comics are fucked, which we kind of are, but you gave it the best go. You went all the way to the Supreme Court.
I'm going to quit comedy and start my slip and slide competition. It'll just be me and hot girls.
We should do something like that one day when the weather's good in the summer. We should do like a 2-drink minimum. Poseidon's hosting like a slip and slide or something. Watch them slip around.
Yeah.
Can you judge that kind of competition?
Something like games for children done by drunk adults. There's something
funny about that. Oh, yeah.
That's a fantastic idea, in my opinion.
Like getting two guys that are shit-faced to like, when you jump and your leg is tied to someone else, what'd they call that?
When you jump
or you run.
Or with a potato sack.
Or like potato sack.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
I've never done that. It seems dangerous.
Yeah, especially if you're drunk.
Yeah, if you're shit-faced,
yeah.
Like kids' games, yeah. Imagine red light, green light, like in Squid Game.
But I don't know what that
shit-faced.
Is. Shit-faced. I don't know what red light, green light is.
And no murder. It's it's a game where basically somebody goes, red light, you stop.
And then green light, you
green
move.
Green light, you move. And as soon as they say red light, you got to stop. Otherwise, you get eliminated.
Yeah.
And they play that in Squid Game?
Yeah, that's episode one.
But imagine that a bunch of people hammered.
Yeah.
There'll be fights that break out.
That's fine.
I saw green. You just start scrapping it. Some guy drives in with his car drunk. It's green all the way, baby.
That'd be fun though to have a NASCAR type race with drunk guys.
I assumed they were drunk.
But go-karts instead, so they can't die.
You can still die in go-karts. So might as well just go all the way, do it in NASCAR.
Yeah.
But how hammered do you have to get?
I have to be pretty drunk. I did a race once in it was a stock car race with old shitty cars, and all the real drivers just have fun crashing into people like me. So it wasn't fun at all for me. because I was just fucking scared that I was going to get murdered. But so, but you can, if you're well strapped in, you could be drunk, and it isn't that dangerous.
Well, what can happen to you? Your car could blow up, no?
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
That but seems even, like the pinnacle of danger.
But even that, if you're strapping the engine properly.
I mean, if I'm going to start strapping engines.
Yeah.
No, like
you put
like,
a seatbelt on your engine.
No, no, like, no, because there's ways. There's sway bars, there's a roll cages, there's all kinds of, like, safety stuff.
He knows too much.
Yeah. It just seems like you're using terms you heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, but
the garage. You got to put the hydro coolant there.
No, no, but.
Put the, get a sway bar in there.
Yeah.
No, no, but, like, well, a sway bar is not to protect the engine. The sway bar is actually for when you're taking tight turns, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But like, roll cages are very important. So like that, the person inside the car, no
so
matter
when
how
you roll,
yeah. So no matter how damaged the car gets, yeah, the person inside won't die.
But they're gonna be trapped in a glass cage of emotion.
No, you take out the glass in the windows. You put plastic.
Take out the glass and the windows, both of them. Both
well, of them? You know what okay. I mean.
Both the glass and the windows, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Seems smart. I don't know what you said, kid, but you sound like a fucking genius. I never liked NASCAR. I never liked racing. It gets boring. Like, I like to, I love driving, but to sit there and watch it gets too boring.
Yeah, same.
Same, right? It's not a me thing.
The only thing, though, that is fun, like the times that I have seen car races, when there are accidents, you're always nervous. You don't want the person to die, but you get fucking crazy adrenaline when you see the ambulance show up and you're like, what the fuck? Jesus Christ, is he going to die? There's something fun about that.
It's like a car wreck when you see it. But a few years ago downtown, I got into a conversation with a girl. It wasn't heated, but it was. I was making fun of the Grand Prix. And she was like, I love the Grand Prix. And I was like, that is so boring. Like, there's other sports you could watch. Like, and she was like, no, I don't watch the Grand Prix at all. She goes, I'm a hooker.
Oh,
I make so much money during the Grand Prix.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
The Grand Prix is the nickname people give her vagina.
Yeah, yeah. She was telling me she makes crazy money during the Grand Prix. It's all like international businessmen that come here, and they come here for the hookers. A lot of them have tickets, and they never watch a race.
Really?
Yeah,
Montreal's really well known for a prostitute.
Yeah, yeah. They come here. They have they have everything. They never even go to the press events.
Really?
Yeah, they come here from SiriusXM. I'm outing all of them. All these big companies, they come here, and they sometimes didn't even go to the race. They just bang hookers all weekend.
God damn. Yeah. So it's just like a hooker bonanza weekend.
Hooker bonanza, but like top-notch hookers.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Like
yeah.
like girls that look better than the chicks that you were showing.
Like 11 on 10s.
Yeah, yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, that's what they come here for that. There, and they do the same thing in Vegas, apparently. There's events in Vegas where they'll go for their companies, and they'll never go to the events. They'll just spend the entire week in the hotel with hookers and coke.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, I find that, dude. That
sounds like a good time.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, though, guys that go to, like, coming to Montreal, it's easier to cheat on your wife with a hooker because Montreal isn't known for hookers. But when you're going on business in Vegas.
Oh, you mean like your wife figuring it out?
Your wife is like, you motherfucker.
And you come out of the plane like this, you get home and like,
yeah.
A lot of work.
It's crazy how the slogan. They were like, yeah, that makes sense. We're going to say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah.
We're telling people's wives, hey, your husband's going to fuck a whore and you're never going to know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that. It's 100. Yeah. It's such a dumb slogan. Yeah. It's like, you know, everything that happens in Vegas stays in Vegas unless it's herpes.
Yeah.
That's coming home with you.
Yeah.
Try explain that one away.
Yeah.
That's a nice
murder.
Time.
Murder. Try to murder someone in Vegas.
Instead of murder and leave, it's like, it's a slogan.
Yeah.
This slogan is there.
False advertising.
Yeah, yeah. That's your counter argument.
Yeah.
I want to counter sue the state of Nevada. This is some fucking bullshit. You sold me on a dream. Whatever happens here stays here. I left. You came to get me.
Yeah.
I killed him, but it was in Vegas.
Yeah.
It's
but technically, that means that you stay there too. So
yeah, you got to get the fuck out of there quick.
Yeah.
I was thinking because about the hookers, like all the shit you find out, it's the kind of fun that we were talking about last time, being in comedy and stuff at night when you do these clubs. You always meet people from, not now anymore, but when I first started, I would meet people that to me was like, wow, I didn't know anything about that world. You meet pimps, hookers, burlesque dancers, strippers, musicians, and you get to know all about that world.
The underworld.
The world that's not talked about, it's not glamorized, but it's super interesting.
Like, oh yeah,
it would be. All this stuff would be an amazing fodder for a documentary.
Yeah,
like the guy that made Cocaine Cowboys and all those guys. Imagine the you know the Miami. All, imagine if they did a documentary about the Grand Prix hookers.
Yeah,
the pimps here, like all the whole under the strip clubs, all that. It'd be crazy. It'd be amazing.
Properly.
Yeah, one thing that, I that's love, why they make good documentaries.
One thing I love about when you talk to either a prostitute or a pimp is they like. You after 2 minutes, you realize how fucking normal everyone is. Yeah. And we're all exactly the same. And something that always fascinates me when you talk to, like, a hooker, there are some things that offend her. And you're like, your job is fucking sucking dicks.
Yeah.
And you're offended by, you know, I don't know, like, one word I said. Yeah, there's something weird about that.
It doesn't happen often, but hookers sometimes get offended by... anybody gets offended by random stuff, and then you're always
surprised. I did a couple of years ago a corporate gig for Pornhub, the company MindGeek that runs Pornhub. And it was funny how a lot of my jokes were offending them. Really? And I was like,
But this was the employees.
Yeah. But I was like, you guys you make porn on the internet.
You watch two dicks go inside an asshole every day.
Yeah, you watch two dicks going in ass, and then you're like, what category should that be in?
Yeah. Yeah, and then Mike's like, hey, what's the deal with these fucking priests? You're like, this fucking guy.
Yeah. No respect for religion.
Yeah, no, I don't like where his head's at.
I'm going back to the office to watch that fake nun suck that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's great, but I think a lot of it has to do just people want to feel offended just to be like, I have morals. This is where I draw the line.
Yeah,
you learn a lot about. But I think that would be a good documentary, dude.
Yeah.
You know what I realized this weekend? And I told you this right after the show on Saturday. You know how in Quebec now they're making people wear masks again in the theater to fill it up, which I fucking hate. Like when I was like, fuck, we're going back to wearing a mask. But the thing I realized, a lot of people laugh louder with a mask since they're not. Embarrassed to laugh at shit that you're like, oh, we can't laugh at that anymore. Because now when you have a mask, you hear a retard joke, you can go, fucking retards.
Yeah.
And no one knows it's you.
But you're right, because that happened on Saturday. The laughs were louder.
Yeah.
But they were all masked up.
Yeah.
And they would even talk. Like I could hear them say stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, like, too soon or what. Like they would yell stuff out. Like I don't know, they feel more anonymous.
Yeah.
Goddamn people, we want masks all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, what can you do?
Wear a mask. Yeah. Are you dressing up for your podcast, too?
Just the one on Sunday.
Okay. He's going to buy a costume.
Yeah.
Okay. For Halloween.
Here's the thing. Halloween. I already have the wardrobe. I'm only missing one item.
Are you going to dress as a pimp or no?
God damn it.
It's either that or...
Didn't you tell us on the last episode, Two Drink Minimum, how you were stepping away from that? You don't want to be the whore guy?
It's either that or a cartel luchador.
That's not even a real costume. A cartel luchador.
Luchador doesn't exist.
I made it up.
Yeah,
I'm going to put on a fake Mexican accent and put on a luchador mask that we have hanging around the studio. Like, that's not a costume.
I have one on my place.
It's the same thing. We got it as a gift for the studio. But
Well, look, bro, I don't want to get too creative.
You should get very creative.
Yeah.
So I'm using whatever I have.
Can I suggest a costume?
Sure.
Brazilian soap soccer player.
Let's be honest. Nobody wants to see that.
If you wear that kind of bikini where your ass is Rikishi style and you have a bikini, I would love to see that. And I think everybody would love to see that.
I think nobody would like to see that.
Yeah, we don't want to see it long term.
Oh.
But we would love to witness it. Much like the NASCAR car crashes we were talking about earlier. Yeah.
You and Guido giving each other fucking bruises on your ass.
You and Guido dressed like that. That would be fucking amazing.
Nah. I'm good. I don't want to be a car crash. Thank you.
It's so funny because I was laughing at Guido the other day because I'm trying to get him to focus on the business, you know, keep him busy and be happy and all that. But you got to take care of your shit. Like, you know, he's on Uber Eats. So this restaurant was closed.
Oh, yeah.
And I had opened up my Uber Eats.
Oh, and the Uber Eats was still open?
Yeah, and I go, bro, so I text and I go, dude, you're going to get all kinds of people getting pissed off because, like, the order's never coming or what. Like, what are you doing? He's like, fuck, I didn't know it was open. It's like, God damn, bro.
Doesn't he have to accept, though?
But imagine it's open.
Yeah.
So you're like, why are they not accepting?
So people are just, like, waiting on the answer. Yeah.
Yeah. Makes it look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of taking care when you're doing when you're doing this shit, when you're getting involved with Uber Eats. But Uber Eats, by the way, I've noticed a lot of people they jack up the prices on Uber Eats compared to the menus in store.
Yeah.
So you're already paying delivery fees, you're paying the extra it's starting to lose the benefit of Uber Eats.
Yeah. Cause like my wife's restaurant, I think they charge it's like 30%
more on each item.
Like the Uber Eats charges the restaurant.
Oh shit.
So it's crazy. Like they have to charge more.
Uber Eats charges them 30%.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Well,
make sense.
There's a restaurant that we know. It's a famous sandwich place.
Yeah, yeah.
In the hood.
Subway.
It's not in the hood.
They didn't go. Yeah, it is.
The famous sandwich place is not in the hood.
You know.
That's not sandwich.
Well, I said
if
sandwich.
If you call a souvlaki or a gyro a sandwich,
but I
will beat the shit out of you.
But I said it like that, so it doesn't really. I thought you were going
to
know.
Anyways. I'm very angry right now that you referred to that.
I said a Japanese restaurant. I thought you'd know. Yeah. It's a Greek place we go to. Yeah. Japanese sandwich is code for Greek.
Yeah.
Well, they waited the longest time before getting on Uber Eats, and when they got on Uber Eats,
they jacked up the prices.
Like, insane.
Because
like
they had
almost
to
double.
To survive, yeah, or else they're going to lose money.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is Uber Eats is a scam.
It's not a scam.
Are you going on the record?
They're not a scam. Let's just say...
pyramid scheme.
A bit of a mafia.
Ponzi scheme.
A bit of a mafia.
Are they the Enron of food delivery?
Who's Enron?
God damn it. I don't know. What
Enron
happened to you?
Enron is what we call him now because we can't use that word anymore.
Yeah.
He's a black guy named Ron.
Yeah. Remember Enron?
No.
In Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah. They called him Black Ron, but
I never watched
Enron.
Huckleberry. I never watched Huckleberry.
They called him Enron.
Yeah. Oh, because he's a...
Yeah, because he was running a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. But yeah. But no, that's... they take way too much.
I can't believe he's never heard of Enron. I thought that was like common knowledge.
Yeah. Enron? Yeah. But he knows stuff... That we don't think he'll know, and then stuff that you're like, everyone knows, he doesn't.
Isn't that an enterprise?
Oh, isn't that this is what the other thing that hates, it, like, he's so full of shit, he doesn't realize you can see
him. He Googles it?
He Googles it, and then he acts like, oh, this is information I have. Let me tell you.
It literally says Enron. Enron is an enterprise, American enterprise, of in the energy sector.
Isn't Enron a company in the energy sector?
Yeah. Hold on, it's E-N-R-O-N.
Yeah.
Isn't it E-N-R-O-N?
Yeah, it is. E-N-R-O-N.
Isn't it E-N-R-O-N, though?
But isn't it a company in the energy sector?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
I was like,
it is. That's what it says. I Googled Enron.
But isn't that what it says, that it's a company in the energy sector?
And you found that on the French internet?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Fucking guy. Yeah, I'm going to beat him to death one day.
So what are your other options for your Halloween costume?
Those were the only two because that's what's readily available.
So dressing up like a pimp is just you wearing your regular clothes with a hat.
Yeah.
And a cane. I was going to go buy the cane.
But you already have a cane from
when
you
hurt yourself.
No, but
I was going to go buy a pimpy cane.
But you had a pimpy cane.
No, yeah. It wasn't pimpy. It was just regular.
Yeah, it was creepy.
It was pimpy. It was creepy.
No, it was an old guy cane.
Old pimp cane.
Old, porn guy. By the way, I heard that porno geezer George, we had said on this podcast like years ago, had died. I heard from Phil, he's not dead.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I thought he died.
But I didn't know who this man was.
Porno geezer George, we talked about him on, I told you about, like in the hood, we used to have a guy. He was, he would get banned from every bar, almost every restaurant in the hood, because he would go in and like hyper-sexualize and hit on everyone.
Okay.
Like he would tell, this guy's like what, 80 now? And he would tell young girls, like, I know you want to come to my house. I'll give you $20 in my house. We could bang. And like, get the fuck out of here. Like, he would bother everyone. But he would get banned from everywhere. And the cafe that we normally go to just got bought out by a new owner. So Phil was there. He was hanging outside. And he sees him walking by for the first time in years. Everybody thought he was dead. And he goes, and he said the name of the owner, the old owner, Costa. He's like, is Costa here? He's like, no, he's not here anymore. It's the new owner. He's like, oh. And he just walked in. and right away went to the waitress and said, "Hey, tits, what are you up to?" right away.
God,
that's amazing too, that since he's old, like if he's offering money, he's offering money that was impressive 40 years ago.
Yeah.
I'll give you $3.
He would do that.
Suck my cock.
He would do that. He would offer, I remember like the rest of his change when he ordered drinks, like, here's another $2. How about you meet me in the car? I was like, what are you talking about, porno geezer George? Fuck out of here. Yeah, he would always, he would have like at one point, I think he had like this giant black girlfriend, like giant. Like,
Jesus.
It looked, and he's a thin, skinny little old Greek guy. It looked like a comic book.
God damn.
Yeah, it was fucking.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, the guy was, but he's not dead. God, that's kind of something.
Fucking alive and kicking.
He made it. He made it.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It's my feel good.
People
story.
Have been dying left, right, and then he survives.
Porno geezer George survives. Okay.
I've never seen this individual in my
rumors
life.
Rumors of his death, you have seen him, have been greatly exaggerated.
Oh, is that the guy with the cigar?
No, what do you mean?
Oh, no, never mind. Never mind.
Cigar. He's very thin, frail. His pants are always too high. You know him.
Yeah, you'd have to point him out.
Yeah, normally in a lineup, he gets pointed out often. Because he used to also be a delivery guy. Okay. He used to deliver pizza and then hit on people, remember their address and shit. Yeah,
oh, Jesus creepy. Christ.
Yeah.
Fuck, a sexual creep that has a job that's like a porn cliche is the worst.
Yeah,
he probably only took that job because he was like, these women are going to suck my cock.
Yes, for free pizza. Yeah, yeah, that's what he would think shit like that. He would hit, he would.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why he was porn. He would always come back to place and be like, what are you doing in my house? I saw the way you looked when you took the pizza. You look cute. Like, shit. Yeah, he would all, that's no. why, yeah, he would do all kinds of crazy shit.
When I was young, I used to deliver pizza, not that long, but. And it was my dream that I was like, I can't wait. A hot chick, I'll show up. She'll be like, I don't have money. Can I suck your dick? And then it never happened. But once I went to this lady's house, and she was wearing like a negligee, and she was flirty. And instead of being excited, I got like super scared. I was like, this fucking weirdo. This weirdo showing me her tits. I don't feel safe anymore. And I just left.
But you know what's funny is that I'd never delivered pizzas, but that's how my head works. I would get angry. If I show up at the door and say, oh, I don't have money, I'd be like, well, why the fuck you order?
Yeah.
Why are you waste my fucking time, lady? I got a bunch of pizzas in the back. That's how stupid we are. Yeah, instead of being like, ah, we can work something out. I'd be like, why waste my fucking time? Why'd you order if you have no money?
You know what else is funny? Is those videos where they'll order pizza and then they'll have a model half naked collect the pizza and then
what
offer
videos
like,
are these like YouTube pranks?
Don't worry about it. Yeah, something like that. And they'll offer to they'll offer like to show their tits in exchange they take the pizza for free.
I will say something right now before you continue. If you are that much of an idiot that you're gonna, because you have to pay out of your own pocket.
Yeah.
If it, to see a pair of tits
is worth $20,
you're an imbecile.
Some guys have taken the deal, but some guys have been like, "Oh, give me my fucking money."
I like that. That's what I like. Yeah. That's what I like. I'm a man of business.
There's one that what's this fucking?
The only way that'd be worth it is if you delivered pizza to someone's house that you've had a crush on her for the last 20 years, and you know you'll never have sex with her, and she's like, "I'll show you my tits." You're like, "Ah, you know."
What he's saying is, if I was delivering pizza to Kate Beckinsale's house, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah. But then just some fucking stupid bitch you've never met.
Yeah. Or if you were delivering pizza to Dave Bautista's house, things like that. That makes sense. Then maybe I get it. I still, maybe for Kate Beckinsale, I'd be like, all right, I'll pay the $20. Fuck it. It's a story to tell.
Yeah.
But that's like about it. The rest, I'd be like, what are you fucking stupid? Give me money. Like, I'm working, right? What, I'm going to...
Yeah.
I don't get paid... if you're delivering pizza, you're not getting paid $25 an hour.
No way.
So, I'm going to lose, like, 2 hours of work.
To see your
basically.
Tits.
Basically.
Fuck out of
which you can go on Pornhub.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. I don't understand that.
And plus, if someone is offering to show you her tits that easily, you can probably ask her name and Google her name and you'll see her tits on the internet.
Sure. Yeah, she's probably giving them
up. Yeah, she's showing her tits to everyone.
Poseidon, now you're thinking business.
Hey.
Yeah. Would you ever become a... Well, technically, you're not a pizza delivery. Would you become a pizza delivery guy?
Nah.
Specifically pizza you wouldn't or any delivery guy?
Just delivery. I wouldn't enjoy it.
Because you don't like people?
Yeah.
I could see you as a delivery guy.
Because you don't need to like people. You're with food.
Yeah. They like you already because you have food.
No, I understand, but I have to deal with fucking, you know...
What if it's Uber Eats? You don't have to do anything. You literally just leave it there and fuck off.
Yeah, but I still wouldn't. I don't know. I wouldn't enjoy it.
Do you deal, if you order Uber Eats, do you deal with people?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't tell them to leave it at the door?
No, sometimes what happens is, well, I did it for a bit, and but not Uber Eats, DoorDash. And sometimes,
oh, no, that's what I'm saying. Have you ever ordered from Uber Eats?
Yeah.
Oh, you were a pizza delivery guy.
Well, not just pizza, but... Yeah. Yeah, delivery.
Would you ever this just in case people skipped forward and they start listening now? A minute ago, the question was asked to Poseidon: would you ever deliver pizza? No, never. Delivery guy? No, never. So when you order Uber, DoorDash, I used to work at DoorDash.
But this is why I get frustrated. It's conversations like this.
I worked at DoorDash for 4 years.
Okay, hold on. Let me rephrase.
But I'd never do that.
No, yeah, they're all circular.
No, because I wouldn't enjoy doing it, let's say. But like if I had to, you know, I'd do it.
You did have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I don't think that's the type of job, though, that... Like, that's a type of job that isn't a bad job, but it's not a good job. No one wakes up in the morning and goes, all right, time to deliver fucking hamburgers.
Yeah.
You know?
Except for that one guy we know.
Someone who does that.
Versace.
Oh, he's excited. Yeah, he's probably excited.
Yeah, probably.
That's different.
Yeah, that's a different
But there is something, though. Like, someone that's always happy, it's a good job because you show up at people's house and they're like, oh, fuck, thank you. I'm happy. I'm going to eat.
Yeah.
So you're delivering joy to people's houses.
You are delivering food is delivering joy. I'm thinking of food now. I'm getting hungry. Food is
getting kind of hungry too.
You're like Santa Claus.
Yeah. That must be hard. Like the DoorDash
He's normally
guys,
delivering sadness, this guy.
Because you know when I used to deliver pizza, you're always delivering pizza. So you get used to the smell so it doesn't smell good anymore. But like DoorDash or Uber Eats.
It's always different.
It's always different. So you're like every fucking time you drive, it always smells a new smell. You must be hungry from the moment you start till the moment you end.
Well, yeah. Would you eat before so that you don't want to eat the food?
The first time I didn't. And then I was like, I should eat before.
Oh, it made you hungry, yeah?
It made me very hungry, yeah.
Did you ever eat the food that you were delivering?
No, never. Are you insane? Why would I do that?
Am I insane? I'm asking you a question.
No, yeah. I would never do that.
Who's the one that's going to dress up like a luchador fucking karaoke mafia guy?
It's for Halloween, okay. Mike. Well,
hold on. So did you ever think about it?
No.
You never thought about how I'm going to claim
they're not
that
gonna
I
know.
Delivered it?
No.
No? Never. What are your options? Can you claim that you dropped it and then you eat it?
I don't know. I haven't tried. I haven't checked.
You know what you could do? And
I was more focused on like completing the delivery and like I got to get paid and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm surprised that not more like Amazon delivery guys or Uber Eats guys do this. But if you want to steal someone's food, you deliver it to their house, you take a picture of it on their doorstep, and then you just leave with it.
It's right? True, eh?
So that just means that I brought the shit to your house, but then I stole it.
That's fucking funny.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Mikey.
Some people probably do that.
For sure, there's people guaranteed. I still have deliveries that never made it.
Oh, you think that's what happened?
Yeah. No. They claim they made it. I was like, no, you didn't, bro. I still don't have my package.
It's true, because the standard to when you drop off some food at somebody's door, like through Uber Eats and shit, and you leave it at the door, standard is to drop it, take a picture, knock that it's there.
And then fuck off.
You know what bothers me? When people knock twice. When I say just leave it there and they knock and then they wait.
Yeah.
And then they knock again.
Yeah.
I'll be like, let me ask you, bro, what the fuck does it say? Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah.
Right? What the fuck does it say? And the other thing is when people call me and they go, I'm downstairs. Like, okay, so what does the instruction say? Ring the fucking doorbell so I can let you in.
That's fucking annoying, bro.
What do I press? What number does it tell you to press? And then he says, this number. I'm like, exactly. He's like, oh.
But when I did it for a little bit, I was quick, bro. I was in and out of buildings. Like, bam, 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 bam. Lightning fast, bro.
Lightning fast. Yeah. Did you see any weird?
Just some weird apartment complex. And I was like, this looks fucking shady. There was one apartment complex I walked in, bro. It was like, bro, it looked like a fucking rape den. Like a heroin den.
There are buildings I've walked into where I'm like, what the fuck, bro? This is like a movie set.
Yeah.
Sometimes I walk in a place and I'm surprised that they exist.
And there's something crazy about having enough money to order Uber Eats when you live in a shithole.
There
like
you go.
Yeah. Like fucking buy groceries and get a nicer place.
Yeah.
If you don't have that much
order.
Money.
Yeah. In that order. Yeah, but normally it might be like the dealers or.
Yeah.
But there's some buildings that I'm surprised are not condemned
in Montreal.
And some
people don't give a fuck.
No.
That's always fascinated me. Like I used to live in a town on the South Shore. That it was just the street to go to my house was just disgusting.
Oh.
And there was a guy that started a car wash and he bought an old building and he painted the words car wash on the wall. Like just like
by hand?
Yeah, by hand. And I was like, oh fuck, Jesus Christ. Buy a sign.
Yeah. Or get a professional to paint nice.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you're cheap, and you don't want to, like, it doesn't, you can make something cheap
yeah.
that looks good.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just don't care.
No, they don't realize how it looks to other people.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of, I don't know what it is socially or whatever, but a lot of people think in a weird fashion. I think, I don't know if they watch movies or whatever, because I've had, you know, I don't like to deal with neighbors and shit. Like, I mind my business. I got my friends. But fucking, they're in this room. Like, I don't need extra friends, you know, I don't need that much. But you have neighbors sometimes that they'll start conversations, and then sometimes they'll say stuff like, oh, we should hang out. We should go to.
Yeah, no, that.
Fuck, get out of here, you weirdo.
Nah, I had a
I've had to say that. I go, no, sorry, I'm not interested. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I feel bad saying that, but I've told people I don't have time or whatever the fuck.
Oh, no, I mean, I say, fuck off. It's weird. I don't know.
Fucking guy.
I go, even now, people used to get mad at me when I used to work like corporate stuff because I would never go to like the events.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, how come you never come to events? Pentel's never comes. I go, because I have fucking friends. Like, I work here and then I go live my, I live my real life. This is fucking crazy, guys. Yeah. I'm not going to see you. And they'd be like, oh, he's such a kidder. Like, I'm not. I really, this is awkward to me. Like, fuck, leave me alone.
But no, I agree with you.
One of my friends, well, my manager's partner, not gay partner, but business partner.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, having a business partner.
Yeah,
having a business partner, nothing wrong with that. The gay sex thing, not cool.
Yeah. Frowned upon.
No, but his associate, all of his friends are people that live on his street, so it's all his neighbors. And whenever he'd invite me to, he'd be like, do you want to come to my house? I'm having a barbecue. And it was all with his neighbors. And I was like, that's fucking weird. Like, you're not seven.
Yeah.
Like, when you're seven, your friends are the guys that live next door because you don't have a car. You can't go anywhere. Yeah. But when you're fucking 41, you can get a friend that lives two streets over.
Yeah.
There's something fucking bizarre. Like, Fallu is like that too. Stéphane Fallu.
All his friends are his neighbors?
All his friends are his neighbors. Like, during COVID, he was like, I think he just started that because of COVID. Because he was like, I'm not gonna go anywhere. I'm just going to stay home and my neighbors' houses. So he was like, he was self-quarantining, but in six different houses.
I don't hate my neighbors as like, I hate my neighbors, but I hate, no, there's some good neighbors in the building too. It's just that I don't like the idea that we're friends.
Yeah. I don't blame you. Me, I like it. Like, when neighbors are friendly, you say hi to each other.
No, I'm not saying don't be friendly. I'm very friendly. Yeah. I say hi to everyone. And sometimes I never understood this. People that don't say hi when you say hi, they're like, hello. And they come to the elevator and then they just blankly stare. I'm like, all right, motherfucker. I hope this elevator goes down and kills us both.
or when I hold the door open for everyone to help them out, like, let's say they're carrying groceries and shit, and then some motherfuckers, they see that you have your key in your hand to get in. They see the motherfucking key. They see you holding shit, and they don't hold the door open. They let it slam in your fucking face.
Yeah, that's...
I hate those motherfuckers.
That's despicable.
Yeah.
That is despicable behavior. That is Nazi behavior.
Yeah. One time, I was carrying groceries and shit, and I asked the lady to fucking... I knocked on the door.
Did you hold the door?
Like, to hold the door, and she fucking let it slam, and then she ran away. I was like, what the fuck you doing?
How did you ask? Did you seem scary?
Was your dick out?
No, I kicked the door because my hands were full.
Were you like, hey, bitch, hold the door?
No.
Kicked the door.
I kicked the door, yeah.
Maybe that's why. Yeah. Let me in. I got food.
And she panicked and she ran off. I was like,
I understand.
Yeah. You're a giant man kicking a door with either a key or a weapon.
Were you wearing your mask?
No.
Oh.
I realized, I always forget the giant part. I always forget that I'm larger than average.
And the kicking.
Yeah.
Well, because I couldn't knock, right?
Kicking a door and this little fucking 5'1" lady.
I know. That's all she hears.
Open the door. Yeah. Open the door.
Open the door, bitch.
Well, because like, I don't believe in two trips. Because two trips are for bitches.
You don't believe in science also.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Two trips are for bitches. Yeah, I don't think two trips either.
So I had like fucking grocery bags lined up on my arms and I'm holding them like this.
You look like a fucking giant scarecrow.
So I'm like this. I'm like, you just hear, dun, dun, dun.
And then she sees this.
She, for real, she probably thought you were a homeless person.
Yeah, yeah.
No one has that many bags.
Seven grocery bags holding them, like, can't you tell?
As far as she could tell, that's just your life.
Yeah.
In those bags.
He's fucking moving here.
Yeah.
This crazy man thinks he lives in my hallway.
And his hallway looks kind of, there's like a big couch in his hallway and shit. It kind of looks like that. You have a weird problem in your building too because your elevator is very small.
Yeah.
They're like the 1970s ones.
Okay. Oh, like almost a European one?
Yeah, yeah. It's it feels awkward. And it stinks.
Yes.
That's what I hate. Whenever you go to Europe and the they're so tiny, or in North America when they're that tiny, because they're like, oh, we transformed. These used to be closets, or this used to be a chimney, and now it's a. You're like, fuck off. Just take part of the hallway.
Yeah, you fucking dipshit.
Just go to the end of the hallway and make a real fucking elevator.
I don't know why that's the style there.
Yeah.
You can't always lock stuff in and compress. Like, the Germans tried that. It was very bad. You gotta let things breathe.
Yeah.
Right? I don't like that European method.
I had a friend in France when we went last time, and his apartment building, you could only fit one person in the elevator.
Dude, how do you move? So, how do you...
So we'd be like... we'd show up, and he'd be like, okay, we can walk up or go like one at a time. And he was on the sixth floor, so... You're like, this is fucking, I'm going to wait 28 minutes.
Might as well I'm going home.
Yeah.
Or walk up the flight of stairs.
Oh, that's what he's saying. Like, it's six flights of stairs. You're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even like to walk up one flight of stairs. And he's thinking about it. Like, six, I would.
Yeah, I get annoyed at the fact that there's stairs in the lobby,
There's just lobby stairs, and he gets pissed. Yeah. Like, he fell down them last time.
Like, in North America, I don't know if it's like that in the States or just Canada or maybe just Quebec. But here, if a building is higher than four stories, you need an elevator.
Okay.
But in Europe, there are some places that are like nine stories, and they're like,
nah.
You can use stairs.
Yeah, it's like he's handicapped. Sounds like that's his problem.
Sounds like that's a first floor problem.
Yeah, exactly. What happened? Car accident? Well, you should have paid more attention, buddy. Not my problem. That's what they do. That's what they don't care.
But you know what's something cool that they use in Europe, and I think we should start implementing in North America? So the cupboard for the dishes.
The what?
The cupboard for the dishes.
Oh, okay. Those are seven words. I thought you said cupboards for the dishes.
Yeah,
one word.
So cupboard?
Oh, yeah, because I said it fast, yeah.
So a cupboard. So
what they do, you know how you have the strainer for the dishes as soon as you wash them and you put them in the thing and it's right by the sink and then the water droops in and whatever the
droops.
Fuck.
Droops, yeah.
In Europe, the cupboard is the fucking, what do you call it? I just said it.
I love the how sink? You're explaining it.
No, the sink? The thing where you put the dishes.
A dish rack?
Yeah, the dish rack. The dish rack is in the cupboard, and it's over the sink. So when you open the cupboard and you put your clean dishes in full of water, they just drip into the sink, and they dry, and it's fucking awesome.
So the bottom is like a rack? It's like metal?
Yeah, it's metal. It's a rack. You just stick them in there, and they dry, and the water just leaks onto the sink.
But aren't you doing the same thing if it's on the bottom?
What?
I mean, if the rack is next to the sink, isn't it the same thing?
Yeah, but it takes up space.
But it takes some space on top too, no?
Yeah, but it takes less space. You have more space, like here.
Well, you know that there are also the racks that you put over the sink.
Excuse me, this exists here.
Yeah, you just put it over the sink, and then you let them dry like that, and then you put them up.
Because doesn't your idea like you can you have all your dishes that'll drip down into the sink, but then you put your glasses somewhere and they else. Drip down into the microwave?
Yeah.
What do you mean? No, they just have it over the sink.
But you have like eight fucking. You need a ladder, like
No. They just one cupboard reserved where you put all your dishes.
So then, once it's dry, you have to put it in the other cupboard.
No, you just leave them there.
So your fucking setup is just random fucking
dishes.
Dishes. No,
it's just one cupboard that's designed like that.
Design.
It's just designed like that. And
I feel like there's holes in your cupboard.
In your plan. I think that literally. Works if you have the type of life that you have one glass, one spoon, one dish, and maybe a pan or an old fucking metal plate that you found.
Yeah, that's how it works. Do you have an old hot plate that you found?
No, I saw a video about this.
You got to stop watching videos.
Yeah.
It looked pretty cool.
Look, nothing the Germans do is cool.
Oh, this was not in Germany. This was in, I think, Switzerland.
And the way you were about it at first was like this. You were trying to say like this was fucking everyone in Europe did this. And I was like, I've never seen any European person live this
way. Can you bring up a video? I mean, we have the technology.
European.
How funny would it be if it's just a rack, but it's in a cupboard? Yeah. Let's see this. Instead of trying to get Iraq, you should try to visit Iraq.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Iraq, cupboard, Switzerland. Is that what you wrote?
You're going to find something about Iraq and Switzerland.
That drip into sink.
Jesus Christ.
Drip into sink.
What a Google
search. It's just going to be an old man trying to pee in a sink.
Yeah. Let's take a look at this.
I have found.
Nice. Bring it up. Let's watch this. Right there. Click on it.
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm going to go into videos.
No. Look at that. Oh, look, go down.
Yeah, you don't need a video.
Down one. That one. No, down. Where your mouse is.
Where is my mouse? Oh, here?
No. To the right of that.
This one?
That way. Click on it. Because it's white.
Yeah.
Okay. Click on it.
I did.
Make it bigger.
I can't.
Oh. So I see.
Wait. What's this?
So basically, instead of having wooden shelves, it's all plastic.
No, it's metal and they're see through, kind of like
click on that on
like
this
one.
That one.
You see this?
They look plastic.
It's just metal rods.
Yeah.
And look, they droop into the sink over here. Bing bang boom.
It seems like it's wider than the and you're gonna get water on the dish towel.
Yeah.
What dish towel?
Not the dish towel. Sorry, the paper towel.
No, I don't think so. Because it's just drooping. It's not.
No, but then once it's done drooping and it goes to the side, it catches.
Why would it go to the side? It goes straight into the sink.
Water doesn't go exactly where you tell it to go.
No, but you put it over the sink, so it falls into the sink.
I get it, but when there's less water, you know, it starts hugging the sides.
Yeah.
Oh, this one is not well thought out, though.
This
garbage.
One is just stupid.
Do we go back to that one?
Look at that. Oh,
that just goes on the cooker.
Look at the other one that has two sinks. The one on the left.
Yeah.
That guy was like, fuck, need more sinks.
Okay, this one's not well thought out either, I'm going to admit.
It's just stupid.
And look at the placement of the metal rods. They don't look like they go directly into the sink. I will admit, some of them, they don't do them well, right? But like this one, I find...
lazy idiots.
They're lazy idiots. Yeah.
I find this one super well made. Look at it.
You got to be clever and lazy.
But then,
one's super well made.
Go to the other one with Anne Frank over there. Go to that one.
But what's in the other cupboard?
Right there, yeah.
This one doesn't look well made either.
Yeah.
Or this one isn't even in a cupboard.
What the fuck is that?
A drip dry rack.
Yeah. This one looks ridiculous. But this one looks fucking primo, bro.
But what do you put in? So the other cupboards are just empty?
No. You put other stuff in the other cupboards.
Like shoes?
I don't know, like spices and stuff.
Why not shoes?
Well, shoes don't go in the kitchen.
My shoe rack.
Yeah.
Well, they don't go in the kitchen.
But and the good thing is, if you have sweaty feet, it just drips down. onto your bread.
Oh, fuck. Mike's actually thinking.
Yeah.
Adds a bit of flavor to your bread.
So this is the innovative thing that you want to show.
Oh, and they call it...
Us.
Yeah, it's not innovative. They do call it European dish rack.
Yeah.
They should bring that to New York. New York apartments are very tight.
New York will use this, yeah.
I started, for some reason, the last couple of days, I've been looking at apartments.
That's actually cool, what you're showing now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to buy this for my place.
Yeah, I've been looking at apartments for sale that are basically just hotel rooms.
Okay.
And then, like converting
them. You can buy a hotel
room? Yeah, you can buy hotel rooms, like, as a condo. In like places like Florida and Vegas, and but they're tiny. But then for some reason I've just been like checking them out and then like trying to map out how it'd be with like a Murphy bed, thing. And I've been like, I'm not gonna buy one.
But it's just exciting.
I was like, fuck! I found a condo right on the beach for $150,000. But it's because it's 300 square feet.
But hotel wide, like they'll take care of it. They come do the cleanup. They bring you food. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I always wonder what it must be like, because some people do, like rich people have hotels that they live in.
Yeah.
I always wonder what that must be like.
Yeah. My wife has a cousin that he used to live in a hotel. The hotel closed, but it was right in front of the Bell Center.
Oh.
And that's where a lot of the bands would stay when they were. And he had like I don't know what he did for a living. He must have been super rich because he had like a penthouse.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ritz, you can buy out the Ritz in Montreal. You can buy out a room or the penthouse or whatever. Yeah.
How much does that cost?
Or you can lease it for like a year and shit.
Yeah, this guy had his own elevator.
God
damn.
So
when you'd show up on his floor, the door would open and you were in his living room.
Holy shit. I always hated that, though. That's too scary. I want to have the ability to not let you in my house.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but you need a key card.
Yeah, but what if someone has a key card? And what if what if this is you? This is
your wife. You're jerking off.
You're jacking off, and then I show up in your house
in the living room. Who jerks off in the living room?
I'm looking at him.
Look, don't you dare.
He jerks off in front of his drip dry thing.
Yeah, yeah. I drip while it dries. European style, baby.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
European drip dry.
So I don't like the elevator thing.
No, me neither.
I want to have a door.
Oh, fuck. One of them, like when I was, I always do this whenever I look at condos for sale. I start out with condos that are super expensive, and then I start looking at some that I could actually buy. And then eventually I go back to the super expensive ones. But there was one in fucking on Miami Beach. There's an elevator for your car.
Wow.
So it's a penthouse. Like it's 30 or 40 floors up. And you put your car in the elevator. You drive up. And then you have a garage.
Upstairs. That's absurd.
That's dope and I was as fuck.
Like, but I was like, that's a waste of space.
Yeah. Huge waste of space.
Yeah.
You just have the garage downstairs.
Yeah.
You have more space upstairs.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you can afford the space.
I mean, he's not saying they can't afford it. You can't just create new space. That space is wasted now because it's a garage.
I think that they just did that because the name of the building was like the Porsche something. So I think it's sponsored by Porsche.
That's
so
crazy.
They want to show like, hey, real rich people have their car.
In their living room.
In their living room.
I've heard about this.
Yeah.
I've heard about this, but hold on. I'm going to switch it up.
It seems like something that only someone that's super rich or super poor would want.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Super poor, yeah.
There's no like
I need my shopping cart in the living room.
Yeah. Like when I was that old, there were a bunch of, like I lived in a, it wasn't like country, but it was kind of like a little country. And there was a poor part near where I lived that people used to park they had snowmobiles and they'd park them on their balcony. To show people they had snowmobiles.
But then you have to bring it through your apartment? You're ruining everything?
No, houses.
Still.
But I was like, why would you park a snowmobile on your balcony?
That's fucking stupid.
Doesn't make sense.
Let's take a look here.
Okay, yeah.
Miami today.
Porsche Design Tower. Yeah, okay. Real, yeah, so I guess that's the one.
That looks so nice.
Yeah.
This is Miami, Poseidon.
See?
Can you park your jet ski in the living room too?
Nah,
that'd be amazing if there was like a elevator with a bit of water in it.
2 drink minimum should just move down there. God damn, Mike. I'd love
this
to move down
tower,
there.
Bro.
Yeah, that's
how much does it cost?
That's a thing.
Well,
yeah.
It's $2.5 million.
Oh, okay. So it's affordable.
So the way it's cylindrical, so you see you bring the car into the middle, and I guess they have one apartment complex, kind of like a triangle type of situation. There's 3 on each floor. And that's how I guess it through the middle, it parks. So.
Oh, and you see, it's like a Russian guy. That's a very Russian or Dubai type of idea.
Yeah.
There's no one that was born in Montreal that thinks of something that stupid.
I like the pool.
Yeah.
God damn.
Basically, I want to see where they bring in the car.
Let's check out this car stuff. Imagine if you have a shitty car and everybody's mad at you for bringing in the building.
$32 million for that penthouse.
Bro, that's absurd.
So that's the garage. Christ. So it comes in like this. Bing, bang, boom.
Look at that nerd. You saw the guy driving the car?
Why the fuck did the video freeze? Yeah. Oh, motherfucker.
It's the French internet.
Yeah, French internet. They know that we can't afford the fucking $32 million.
You know, that's why, they're like, look, you're wasting your time and my bandwidth.
No, but bro, this
is insane.
Yeah,
this is annoying.
Maybe you should press play.
I did,
but no, for that price, though, you could have an actual house on the beach, which is better.
Yeah,
than
I'd
condo.
Get the house.
Yeah,
and $32 million. That's a fucking. I mean, you gotta have crazy money to drop $32 million.
Yeah, you need to be a billionaire.
Like the $32 million needs to be something you don't really care about.
Yeah. Like, even if you're worth $100 million, that's
not a
stupid expense.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
but if you're worth, like, $11 billion.
Look, you see, I'll tell you something I don't like. You see these kind of buildings? I always notice this in videos. You notice how they didn't have, in that big room, the other room, they didn't have curtains.
Yeah.
Oh, but they're all, like, automatic shit, and they come down.
So they do have.
Yeah, they do. They're just well hidden. They're, like...
Okay, because I don't want to be banging, and then people are fucking videotaping me.
And see, that one, like, I don't like they do that now for like high-end buildings. The window will go right down to the floor.
Yeah.
But there's something scary about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I don't like that either. So, yeah, this is what
they have a marble bust of me. Yeah. Okay. Interesting design.
I want to see where the car sits.
This is so cool.
Oh, there it is.
Well, there it is. You drive it in there. That's the garage, yeah. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, they have three elevators, you see?
Three elevators for your cars.
Wait, three elevators so that if you want to go down and another guy wants to go down at the same time, it's not a problem?
That's just the elevator thing is just to impress your friends.
Yeah.
Just to go, hey, where do I park? Just park in my living room.
Holy shit. Yeah, but they're big. Wild. They're fucking big, though, eh? There's space.
Oh, fuck. This one has three garages, bro?
Yeah, it's like a house.
Yeah. And that's wild.
It's like a house, but up top. You think we're overdoing it as humans.
Yeah. And we're this one had a barbecue inside. It's 32 million, and there are people that have to walk 11 miles to drink brown water.
That's what I'm saying. I think we're overdoing it. This is insane.
And there's a flex room.
Oh, so what you can flex.
What's a flex room?
You can flex on your friends.
I think you just, that's where you pull your dick out. And you show all the pores.
Yeah, you show all the pores. You start smacking your Porsche with your dick. That's fucking insane. Look, that's a beautiful view, though. Oh, amazing. My God.
It's amazing. I don't know what the flex room is. Is that like a gym?
I think it's just you can flex. Look at that view. And then you go down the beach every day. God damn, what a life.
It's like a term used for buildings that are lightly zoned.
Oh, it's flexible. You can do pretty much whatever you want with it.
So, like a nightclub.
Usually it's used for like office buildings and stuff like that.
Okay. Oh, so you could open. That'd be an amazing club.
Yeah.
Like you turn that space into like a lounge.
So somebody gets drunk, commit suicide.
So like let's say you want to build office spaces, and they don't allow you because of zoning. Then you could just call it a flex space. It's a flexible space.
So for example, if I were to buy it,
yes,
I could build our new studio in there.
Yeah,
there's something incredibly amazing about
this. You should. I think you should.
Mike, let's work on a deal. Let's sell it for 100. We're selling Two Joke Minimum for $150 million. And we're heading down to Miami. You know what we should do at one point? We should take a vacation and do shows in English and all that once everything's open up for like a month in Miami. And we also do the podcast. We have the Miami Files. It's just...
We're
dressed Miami Vice style. We find a studio down there. Yeah. But we have 1 month of episodes in Miami. We should do that.
Yeah. That would be dope.
Yeah. It'd be now. We have a tropical logo.
Yeah.
If you want to do it in Orlando, I own a place in Orlando.
We could fucking do it there.
Orlando isn't as, gangster... as Miami.
It doesn't matter. It still works.
Yeah.
It's the gimmick. Still works.
Palm trees and pools.
Yeah, we still be swimming around and shit. Yeah. Fuck, something amazing. All right. Poseidon.
See.
Play us out. What are you thinking? What do you want to tell people about us?
What do you mean play us out?
All right, you're terrible.
Oh, with the music. Yeah. Oh, no, no.
Not with the music.
No, there's no music on this.
Yeah.
I never told you to play
us out. He wanted you to play the new
play
hit.
Play us out, piano man.
The new hit single.
I'll do it for you guys. Look, the most important thing for you guys to remember
Friday
is... Friday. Well, yeah.
Yay.
Friday, the court case. We're going to find out what happens there. And if I think tickets are always sold out for the L'Assomption show, right? In the French?
Yeah. We're doing shows this week. Two nights in L'Assomption, one night in Saint-Hyacinthe. Saint-Hyacinthe sold out. I'm pretty sure L'Assomption tickets are still available.
Oh, then you should get Friday night because that's going to be historic no matter what. That's going to be a big night. So check that out. Centrebrag.com is where you should go to get your tickets for Mike Ward Suzakud live at the Bell Center July 22nd, 2022. This is already the biggest live podcast in history, but we might make it one of the biggest live events of all time. Barring North Korea, because they had that stupid 200,000 people thing.
Oh, yeah.
But we're not competing with the North Koreans. We think all that shit's made up. But Centrebrag is going to be the biggest live podcast ever. Very exciting times.
Yeah.
So Centrebrag.com, there's links in the description. Go there to buy tickets if you're bilingual, or if you're just in the city during the festival at that time and you want to have a good laugh, you could come over there and just buy some tickets.
And tickets are super cheap.
Yeah.
When we first started doing that, I wanted the, you know how they have those fees at the Bell Center that are crazy. I wanted the fees to be more expensive than the tickets.
That's sort of hilarious.
And because I wanted an $8 ticket with a $14 service fee. And then they were like, no, we'll look like dicks. And
I remember,
but you are dicks.
Yeah.
So they lowered the fees. So I think the cheapest ticket fees included are like $15.
Oh, fuck.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, it wasn't done for money. It was purely done for the goof of having the biggest podcast ever. So check that out. MikeWard.ca for all of his tour dates, the French podcast, Mike Ward Suzukut, which is the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. It's the one that's going to be at the Bell Center. Patreon.com/Suzukut is where you go to get exclusive content. You get it early. You buy tickets to the live shows. Patreon.com/Pantelis for all of my stuff. PantelisComedy.com. Yeah. This guy is DeepPoseidon69 on Twitter and Instagram and twitch.tv/DeepPoseidon69. So thank you all for checking this out and go fuck yourself.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.